Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. Think, just let me think. Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline of emotions for the one-to-one wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Three,
Christ is now here. Guard yourself well.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Well, if InfoWars was battle-hardened and wounded and punished and tortured and demonized and lied about in the last 20-plus years, we've really gone through the most destructive year we've ever seen. But so is the country, so is the world. And InfoWars intends to go into the thick of the fight. We intend to get attacked. We also intend to win. But we can't do that without working together. So I wanted to thank all of you in this insane year of 2021 for your support and for your promotion of liberty and freedom. And I want to encourage you all to understand that we're not backing down and the Great Awakening is here. That's why the globalists are so scared. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the best deals of the year that we were going to extend through the first, but we're selling out of basically everything. So we have to end the sales Thursday morning. So I'm cutting this on Tuesday morning. That means there's just 2 days left to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The images are coming in from New York City, from Los Angeles, California, and other globalist-controlled strongholds of evil. Little children trying to have a birthday party at a pizza place, and the police taking their parents to jail for not having their vaccine passport, not having their mark of the beast. If you're a radio listener, you didn't see that video. TV viewers just saw what I talked about in front of them. And in ways, radio listeners are lucky. They don't have to actually witness all of this. But if you're somewhere like West Virginia or Texas or South Dakota that's not totally run by tyranny, or Florida, it's hard to believe that this is going on in America. But ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. Children crying and begging as their parents are drug out and arrested. This is America under bondage. I start basically every show the same way because I just go with where my mind is, where my soul is. I spend, let's not exaggerate, up to 7 hours a day researching. That's on average. So I got a screen time deal on my face, on my desktop, and then on the phone and on an iPad. So it's about 7 hours a day of reading, just on computers. And I spend a lot of time reading stuff that's been printed off computers, so it's more than that. It's probably 8, 9, 10 hours a day. And I don't say that to impress you. I say that to give you the bad news. We're dead already. And I only say that so that I can get your attention, so that we can make provision for what's about to go down. Because that's a true statement. But the question is, how dead do you want to be? How bad you want to get taken down before you finally realize how much trouble you're in? Because they don't want you to know until it's too late. And then they're going to tell you what they've done to you once you're down the rat hole. How many times in the last 22 months, now almost 23, this is since February of 2 years ago, how many times have I said this is an organized collapse of civilization and the destruction of confidence in our governments, in our institutions, and in our currencies, and in our churches, and in our families? That's why it was the number one story, it turns out, in the world. Not Russian troops and the U.S. threatening to attack Russia and Ukraine. That was the number one story. Not China threatening to invade Taiwan over the weekend. The number one story in the world, according to Google and Yahoo, was Alex Jones' wife mixing up medication and blacking out and attacking herself, police, you name it, and having to be restrained. It's a tragedy. It's sad. It's out of control. It's an issue I got to deal with. I've been dealing with. But that's not the number one story in the world. number one on Reddit, number one on Twitter, number one on Google, number one on Instagram, number one in the world. Alex Jones, his wife, on Christmas Eve, going to jail because it makes the family look bad. Because it makes Christmas look bad. Because it's an attack on the people. Totally disgusting. So let me give you the big news. And, you know, we have an archivist who gets paid basically minimum wage. He's a great archivist. I don't know how he finds it all. The guy should be paid $100,000 a year for his work. Said he gets paid about $20,000 a year. And he can find stuff like a bloodhound. And I only go back and get these clips because it seems to get people's attention. It seems to wake people up out there on the internet, not just this hardcore audience that's so awake. And that I said probably 1,000 times in the last 2 years, 22 months, probably 1,000 times or more, that the UN run by the globalists is collapsing society by design for the Great Reset. They're going to collapse the hospitals, the borders, the third world, flood the first world with the third world collapse, and that was all going to unfold. And that then the UN itself that had caused the global starvation and caused the global mass death, that's 20, 30 times what COVID deaths are, would then pose as the savior and announce the need for a global charter and a global Marshall Plan to take control of the world to save the collapsing third world and save the collapsing first world. Now, my prediction was not a prediction. It is 100% now come true. And we're now here. In fact, I said last year, I said by the winter of next year, they will announce, because I get their timeline. I live this. I'm just in it. I just know it. Call it discernment. Call it research. It's all of those things. I do the research, and then the discernment connects all the dots for me. God, the Holy Spirit. But you also got to do the deep research to have all the data, so then you can make sense of it. But then the Holy Spirit that interprets it. And I told you probably 10 times a show, actually. So it's probably 5,000, 10,000 times. I don't know. All of you listening know that I like a woodpecker. I said to you, I'm sorry you already know this. This is for new listeners tuning in. They're going to collapse the world. They're going to starve millions of people to death. They're going to bring in a new dark age. Here's their plan. Here's their admissions. This is all by design. We're all in great danger. They're not just blocking therapeutics for normal viruses. They're not just giving people treatment for pneumonia and the flu and letting them die and calling it COVID. They're bringing in eugenics. They're bringing in bioethics. They are bringing in the end of civilization, and then they're going to pose as the saviors while it all collapses. Because I've read Klaus Schwab's books, because I've read Henry Kissinger's books, because I've read Zbigniew Brzezinski's books. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote back in the 70s that governments run and control the pedophile rings. People ask how I know this. These criminals brag about everything they're doing. So I've got all this incredible news. I've got mainline studies, top pathologists confirming 93% of people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. I've got just bombshell after bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. And I'm going to attempt next segment or two, as best I can, just to read you some headlines. And then I'm going to drill back into these. But here's what you need to know. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Every day you've got even electricity and food and water is a blessing. I'm not trying to scare you. I love you, and you need to get ready. I mean, we are in the middle of the New World Order. We're in the middle of the Mark of the Beast takeover. We are in the middle of the foretold great nightmare. I mean, look at this stack. You see this stack? This is one stack. This is one stack here out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 stacks, not counting the video list. And the reason I show you all this is it's impossible to cover their attacks on you and your family. I mean, it is unbelievable. And the craziest part is the people pretending they're part of the power structure and they're going to be protected during this when they're going to be destroyed. But let me show you this first stack as we go to break. This stack right here. You knew this was coming. I told you over 1,000 times until my lips cracked. COVID tsunami will drive health systems towards collapse. WHO, we need trillions. We need UN control. Just say it. The healthcare system has collapsed. Always part of the plan. It's all coming up. Helping you navigate the apocalypse. This is the InfoWar.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Successfully read through all my stacks on air. Even back then when I mainly would have a 3-inch stack, not a foot tall stack. I'm going to try right now to hit headlines. I'm going to come back and hit some of the most insane gaslighting ever about Bill Gates and Anderson Cooper. Because a 6-month-old clip of them saying take away people's Social Security that don't take the injections, they say it as clear as day. Reuters, run by Pfizer, literally, said it's not real. I mean, again, we all know they've been all over TV saying, don't let you leave your house, take your kids away, put you in jail if you don't take it. It's happening all over the world. And then they say, oh, because opposition mounts, they have to gaslight. As a rule, they have to lie. So they had Reuters and everybody come out and say, it's not true, it's fake, it's not real. And people go, wow, that's insane. That's a psychological warfare tactic. To make you debate them saying it's not real instead of saying, hey, that's wrong. That's why the lie works, because you're not conscious of why they're doing it. They're doing it to change the subject to how CNN's a liar or how MSNBC's a liar or how Reuters is a liar. Instead of, hey, that's a global social credit score. Let me just calm down. Let me just calm down. You know, I always start on my right side because this is always the top stuff. This is what I always tend to get to is this strata of stacks. But let's just do something different. Let's just go over here. Here, let's just read these headlines. New York governor drops COVID vax requirements for transportation workers, citing crew shortages. Aaron Rodgers, science that can't be questioned is propaganda. It's more than propaganda. It's tyranny. Rand Paul, thousands dying every month because of Fauci's obsession with pushing vaccines. He's starting to creep closer to the truth. CNN lost another 38% of its viewers in 2021. Their average show has 700,000 viewers. They are beyond a joke. And Fairfax County Police confirmed Jake Tapper's production under investigation for child exploitation rings. Yep, told you, they run rings. You're not even in the club unless you feed on children. You don't get in the club unless you rape our future. Told you. So that's just part of that stack. We've got a bunch over here. Oh, here's a big one. This one's really important. Heavens above, NASA enlists priests to prepare for an alien discovery, the Times of London says. Yep, Project Bluebeam. It's one of their next big deals after the big fake cyber attack that's coming. I mean, it'll turn your computer off and your internet off and turn your power off in most areas, but it's staged by them. That's coming up. Oh, look at this nice little stacky here. How dumb you got to be to fall for media gaslighting still, says Anomaly on Twitter. And they've got all these headlines from a year ago. Alex Jones is insane. Nobody's planning to put a microchip in you to buy and sell or for a COVID passport. Of course, it was officially from the UN. That's why we knew it. And then a year later, the exact same Sun newspaper says microchips to prove you've had your vaccine. You must take them. By the way, again, when I say these are stacks, each one of these. Oh, here they are. Months and months before COVID was released in early 2020, the NIH had a grant for the COVID-19 SARS exact virus for a biodefense operation. Remember Trump said everything woke turns to SH-T? Yeah, including you. Now joining them, Hollywood elites panic by armored cars and safe rooms amid rising violent crime. Again, I'm just reading the top articles of each stack here. China introduces AI prosecutor that can automatically charge citizens with a crime. You want to know the future? This is it. That's coming up. Then I got two big stacks of quotes by world leaders saying they're going to kill you and your family. I'm going to get to that today. That's just one of the folders. There's three folders right there. Oh, here, let's start going into this. Just the top articles in these stratus. Pathology results show 93% of people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. Mainline studies have an investigative journalist and tech famous inventor joining us in the third hour to break down this nightmare information. Continuing, VAERS COVID vaccine data shows surge in reports of serious injuries and deaths as five-year-olds start getting the shots. And we've actually got the VAERS reports for you, and we're actually going to go over those. We can actually show you directly from the federal government's own website. Because unlike CNN, we show you. Then I've got a big stack of the news predicting we'd all be underwater by the year 2000, then the year 2013, then the year 2017. We have a stack of those articles we'll be getting to. Also, something I pointed out many times is my family does own a couple hundred head of cattle, and we barely make enough money to pay the property taxes on a ranch we got in a land grant from the Mexicans in 1829. We're still paying tax on it. And we pay all of it into property taxes, and a lot of times family has to then pay extra money in just to do it. And that's a New York Times article. Record beef prices, but ranchers aren't cashing in. I mean, used to you could go to a regular steakhouse on the side of the highway for $20, get a T-bone. Now at the place that's got the crappy meat, it's $50. Everything is a scam because it's all controlled by computers and AI at the top at the meatpacking facilities. Continuing, talking about collapse, this ties into what we're going to come back and cover. Vaccine mandate causes healthcare worker shortages, and now the CDC is panicking. Oh, they have the military martial law taking it over, and then emergency funding kicks into the hospital groups. The smaller groups go bankrupt. They can't get help, but then the bigger ones make record profits. That's all part of the organized global collapse we're talking about. So I'm at least reading the top article out of each stack. Let's continue here with today's show headline that's on InfoWars.com. WHO warns of global healthcare collapse that they triggered with COVID hysteria. Meanwhile, Bill Gates and fellow blue blood Anderson Cooper promote taking Social Security from Americans who refuse the deadly gene therapy injections. Tune into this must-see broadcast when Alex Jones and leading computer scientist, investigative journalist Steve Kirsch, as they expose the latest COVID tyranny developments, including the fact that 93% of people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. In their own VAERS data analysis by a major respected statistician company. I mean, but again, the news doesn't tell you you're being murdered, so you just, people are tough. They're like, well, we'll take it. As they slaughter us. As they kill us. Now, again, I just read the top stories there, not into the stacks. When I come back, did a pretty good job getting to that. I'm going to drill into the world designed economic collapse and medical collapse, and they're going to call the financial collapse a medical collapse and use that as the face-saving excuse of the globalist, who will then offer you the global social credit score that they're now on every channel, every CNN, ABC, NBC, everywhere. Oh, your global social credit score is here. Oh, everything will finally be free and be wonderful. Everything collapsed. It's not your fault. Years of lockdown happened. Now you're going to get a check. But I'm going to explain why that's so deadly and why that's the end of the road and the beginning of real enslavement. When we come back, this is one hell of a broadcast. And what the lockdowns have done to children. Lower their IQs massively by design. Brain damage. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I'm cutting this announcement on the morning of December 28th, 2021. And that means you've only got until Thursday morning, or less than 2 days to take advantage of the biggest sales of 2021. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products, double Patriot points, and store-wide free shipping. DNA Force Plus is about to go off sale. Vitamineral Fusion is about to go off sale. Ultimate Bone Broth that we finally got reformulated and back in stock, it is going to be ending its sale, along with more than 50 other products at InfoWarsStore.com and the free shipping. So you've got until Thursday to get the best deals of 2021, and they're gone and they're over. We were going to run them through to the new year, but most of these products have almost sold out. A lot have already sold out. So thanks for keeping us on the air. These are great products. It's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I get really upset when I sit here and I read all this news, and I know I talk really fast, and sometimes that's not my best show. But I'm really trying to get people to understand the urgency of this. So during this last break, I was sitting here looking at news headlines and reading new information coming in, and I was really asking myself, should you even be on the air at this point, or should you just be getting yourself and your family ready? Because I've got family problems because I'm not home as much as I should be. And, you know, the world's falling apart. I know you've all got problems as well. All the statistics show We've got more problems, more depression, more suicide, more violence, more drug use, more everything than ever in history. And I've said, I'm not perfect. My family's not perfect. We got problems just like you. I'm a regular person just like you. Should I even be on the air at this point? And yes, the answer is yes. We need to be here and a beacon of truth into this key time where we're going to decide which side we're on. That said, though, I began to cogitate, to reflect, to really assess during the break what is most important out of everything I've got here in front of me to say, because you don't want to miss the forest for the trees. And it's this. Our problem is not Klaus Schwab. Our problem is not Bill Gates. Our problem is not Ted Turner or George Soros or Anderson Cooper, who's even richer than they are. Our problem, is not even Donald Trump. Our problem is not Senator Paul. Our problem is ours. Because we're not making the people that are on the fence that we've elected to be our representatives and our guardians do their damn jobs. So, Rand Paul endorsed this gene therapy and wanted to get the economy open and thought it was the right thing to do. I believe Rand Paul's a good guy. In fact, at a gut level, I know he is. But he knows now this is a deadly gene therapy and killing people. And he's still not attacking the shot. He's just saying, hey, instead of saying the shot, people really need vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and iodine. And he's out saying that. He's in an interview saying, you know, obsessing on the vaccine that isn't really 100% is kind of killing people. You need to be healthy. That's what Joe Rogan's saying. But Joe's going all the way saying the shot's hurting people. Rand Paul's not doing that. And so I was thinking about this morning when I woke up about 5 a.m. I was like, am I right to be really going after Trump? And I'm like, yeah, you are right to be going after him. He knows what's going on. Then I thought, Rand Paul's a medical doctor, and he's super smart. And I've known the guy for 28 years. And he knows damn well what's going on. So let me say this. If I said Trump's either super ignorant or one of the most evil men to ever live to do this to his own people, and obviously I meant that to get Trump's attention. I don't think he's ignorant. I don't think he wants to be evil. I just think he's lying to himself and rationalizing. But regardless, we're still in the position we are. Trump could come out against this, and we'd end this very quickly. But what about Rand Paul, huh? No, I don't want to break his ribs. I don't want to shoot at him like a Democrat does. In fact, I want to support him and campaign for him and hope he becomes president someday. But whatever calculus he's got, whatever math is going on in his head of why he's not coming out against this thing all the way when the numbers and the facts are 100% clear is a big problem. And so I want to apologize to President Trump, and that's backhanded, folks, in that if I'm really mad at him, I should be a lot more mad at Senator Paul. And all the people that are so critical of Trump pushing warp speed and the rest of it, which is legitimate and is good, and I'm proud of folks that did that. Great job. Well, you should spend a little time on Rand Paul. Not because we're trying to assess blame here, but because we're trying to get the governors and the legislators and the House and Senate members and the judiciary to have some damn common sense and some self-preservation instincts here and turn this ship around. We are going the wrong direction. So I could talk all day about the problems, but I think this audience of millions is as informed as I am and in many ways more informed. And don't you agree with me, listeners? We'll open the phones up next hour and take your calls. How do we end this great reset? How do we stop this? Do we focus on Biden the puppet? Do we focus on Bill Gates, which I've already done? Do we attack the people behind it all? Or do we go after politically, peacefully, the people that say they represent us? It'd be like if I was 6, 7 years old and some bully from down the street who was like 14 took my bike away, kicked me off of it. And my dad didn't start a big fight with the guy's dad down the street. They lived about 20 houses down. My dad said, which house is it? Where is it? But I went and knocked the door. Some big meathead comes to the door and says, I want my son's bike back, please. The guy kind of a little bit threatening. And my dad just said, you're going to give me that bike right now or you're going to get hurt. And the guy listened and went and got it. But the point was, is that we're kind of like the kids here. You know, we're the people, and then we elect these men to go represent us, and we're watching the globalists not steal our bike but kill us. And what are these people doing to protect us? So when they don't protect us, they become our betrayers, and they're then worse than Fauci and worse than Bill Gates. Because we know Fauci's a mass murdering criminal. We know Bill Gates is a psychotic eugenicist piece of garbage. We know who they are. But we're not going to sit here and put up with Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or any of these people. But Rand Paul's chief amongst them. Yeah, we all wish Trump would do the right thing. But listen, I've got the inside baseball on Trump. He doesn't know what's going on. And I'm not even defending Trump. I'm just saying we need to move on. In fact, maybe, you know what, to get Trump's attention, because I don't even get this from Roger Stone. I get this from people directly in Trump's camp. Maybe I should just dish all the dirt on. You know what? I'm going to dish it all on Trump next hour. I'm going to go ahead and do that. And it's not to hurt Trump. It's so people can know how pathetic he is when you think he's playing 4D chess going to save you, and he's not. He's not a bad guy. But he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's surrounded by bad advisors, and he's got that multi-billion dollar social media network based on Mastodon that they said is an original program. It doesn't even work, and there's all these SEC criminal investigations of it right now, and it's all falling apart. I wish Trump could go build a real network. I want Trump to have success. I'm not against Trump. But just like during the campaign a year and a half ago, I told you, Trump's in trouble. He's going to lose. They're going to steal it. Here's how they're going to do it. Oh, Alex, we're invincible. We've got Q. And I told you, it was BS. Not to sit there and create doubt, but to create resolve, to get involved, that the game was very close, that we were starting to lose the fight. And you can't just sit there on the bleacher thinking you've won because 8chan told you so. Was 8chan right or was Alex Jones right? Was Q right or was Alex Jones right? Maybe I don't even want to talk about this. Because there's two schools of thoughts. I could sit here and just cover all this crap they're doing to us all day long. Or I could talk about the people that say they represent us. As the worldwide collapse accelerates, not doing a damn thing. But just kind of window dressing and kind of eating around the corners of the problem. We're in a great reset. We're in a globalist takeover. We're in a design collapse. And if you don't address that head on, you are working for the other side, period. I'm not risking my life and my treasure and my name and everything else up here to lose, folks. I'm not up here to be part of the candy-ass Republican Party. I'm not here to be part of the system. I'm here to bring their evil system down and relaunch the Republic. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday, December 29th, 2021 transmission. Let me pay some bills right now. Plus, these are great products that will absolutely enrich your life. The sale will end tonight at midnight because all these products are about to sell out. In fact, many of them are off the list now. They have sold out. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, ends tonight at midnight. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. All new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, that sale's going to end. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, I think that's already ended. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula, 50% off. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support and Nail and Hair, 60% off. COVID Land, you get that sale will continue. Now you get COVID Land 2, the mask, very powerful, an activist film. We want you to get it, make copies. You get two of my films for free with that on one DVD. So two DVDs for the price of one, three films for the price of one. Get Order of Death and Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove to have in your archives to share and copy and give to others. But the free shipping will end tomorrow on that DVD triple deal. And so much more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the sale on apparel at cost will go away as well. I was like, man, we got all this money coming in. And they're like, yeah, boss, but you're selling the apparel at cost. Yeah, we're selling five times more apparel. We're selling thousands of shirts a week now. In fact, sometimes a day. But I'm like, but then we're literally not making any money. And I'm not bitching. It's great to have the shirts going out, and it's great to have them. But like, whatever the shirt costs, that's what we're selling it at. And it's not going to let us continue to operate, though there will be a lot of InfoWars T-shirts out there. So that sale of all the apparel at cost ends today. Because it's great to have a bunch of money coming in, but not if you don't have extra to pay the bills. Not bitching. I'm just telling you where we're at. Everybody knows how it is with money, especially with all this inflation. Okay. Let me just sit back for a minute. Take a calm moment here. Just settle down, Jones. Cover the news. Need to relax. Let's just cover the big issue. If you watch globalists lie to you, and you don't know why they're doing it, they win. And you're like, what does that mean? Let me explain it. If you just know they're lying to you, it makes the last thought you had, they're lying to me, and so there's no exchange going on of ideas. One of the most successful hack attack systems that they use against folks' websites and online operations is what they call a slow loris attack. I'm not a computer hacker, but I've read about it and been told about it. We've been the victim of it. And it's where they hit your computer with a bunch of requests, but they only ask your computer to open up a communication. You understand? It's not even trying to get anything into your computer. It's just trying to have your computer do a handshake. And so it's that old thing of, hey, shake my hand. And when you try to shake it, you comb your hair. Like, that's what the left does, is they know we know they're liars. They know we hate them. All they can do is, like Loki, run around and stir up problems and set people up and run scams. That's all they can do. And that's what they do. So we know Anderson Cooper went on TV almost a year ago and said we should just take people's Social Security away. I mean, he said that. I'll play the clip. But now that's gone viral again. So Reuters, run by Pfizer publicly, look it up. The CEO of Pfizer is or the CEO of Reuters is on the board of Pfizer. They come out with others and say it's just not true. It's a fake clip. Now notice how the discussion becomes, is it real or is it fake? Instead of you going, oh, you lied to me. Let's get back to the fact that you want a global social credit score. You want to take our Social Security. That's what the COVID's about, is killing you so you don't get the Social Security. It's all about that, ladies and gentlemen. So see, you have to, every time they attack you, it's not enough to just know they're lying. They know you know they're lying. How did they just change your view? How did they just distract you from where you were saying, I don't want my Social Security being taken because I don't take your poison shot that's designed to kill me anyways, so I don't get my Social Security I paid for. See? And I know that's really simple. Once I say it, you're like, yeah, that's what they do constantly in every way. And then they introduce ridiculous, preposterous things to you, like a biological male can win the boxing matches and the weightlifting matches and the wrestling matches and the swimming matches and the running matches and the pole vaulting matches. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely but see, people go, man, these crazy liberals tell us a man can have a baby. They're not crazy. They're injecting a psychological virus into you where your brain, when it sees this type of craziness everywhere, gives up. Unless you're aware of the trick. And then you become more resistant, more aware when they attack you. And then you start becoming like me. And I'm certainly not perfect, but I learned what they were doing decades ago at a subconscious level, consciously in the last decade, and I began to learn to be constantly aware of the full depth of what they're doing. And then you see the code of the matrix. And then it doesn't have power over you anymore because you understand the emotional control grid system that I write about and I talk about. I want to show you this right now, actually. And then we'll cover the Bill Gates thing next hour and get into all of it. I want to show you this right now. Such incredible reviews coming in, thousands of written reviews, hundreds of video reviews. We've got a team of people trying to go through them and get them ready to show in the next few weeks. And they're like 98% positive. But one person put this together and even made a graph and sent it out and showed up on the internet, because I'm not, it's here, it's not me. I just use InfoWars as their logo. And I actually totally agree with the review of their chapters. Terrible review of chapter 1 and 2. 50-50 review of chapters 3 and 4, 100% rating for 5, a 90% rating for 6, 100% rating for 7, a 90% rating for 8, a 100% rating for 9 and 10. Absolutely dead accurate. That is how I would rate it myself. But you got to understand, this is for everybody. And so what did they say in the review? I already knew everything in the first four chapters. Yeah, but see, imagine if we had put this out and then not put all this in. This is a bridge for people that aren't as informed as you to get it. But in fact, I almost said that in a review, but my own review, and I said, nah, don't bash your own course. I wanted to say, hey, for a lot of you, you might just skip the first three, four chapters, because you're going to know all this, but you got to get on the cruise ship, you got to walk across the gangway. You know, I mean, to get on the airplane, you got to go down the hallway. I mean, we can't put something out that doesn't have the training wheels. Like, you might go buy your kid a bike. I was using the bike analogy earlier, and it's, you know, your kid's 7 years old, and it's a bigger bike, but it's got training wheels. Well, you're going to take them off. That's a bigger bike for a kid that learned how to ride later, and so you still buy the bike, even though it's got training wheels. You just take them off. So yes, the course has training wheels on it. And that's for people that go and get it and don't know. So very good listeners, you figured it out that it's got training wheels on it. But doesn't everything that works, I mean, you know, you might go buy a rifle, a bolt-action rifle, and you've been using one for 50 years. You know how to use a bolt-action rifle, and you don't need an owner's manual. The owner's manual is in there for somebody that never went and got a bolt-action rifle. And that's what this is. The owner's manual. But chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are the keys to bringing down the New World Order and what they don't want you to know. ResetWars.com, and we're still offering 25% off at ResetWars.com. But I love that detailed review that a listener put together. I guess it's here, 481-532-35. And it says, rating Reset Wars by chapter, I have been watching since 2015, so I already knew most of the stuff he talks about in chapter 1 to 4. That's the type of review I like, because it's real. That is a dead-on review, and that is my own personal criticism, but we still did the training wheels. And again, that's so when you share the course with friends and family, you don't, because let me tell you, you think you know all this, I think I know it all, but imagine somebody that has no idea, these training wheels are like mountains to them. I mean, these training wheels are like really intimidating and wild. All right, I'm going to shut up. We're going to go to break. Come back with the gaslighting of gaslighting. Anderson Cooper saying, take your Social Security, bigger than Dallas. Bill Gates having an orgasm, it looks like. And then it's now gone viral again, and the media says it's not real. And then the UN saying global financial collapse, global economic collapse, global collapse is being triggered by the medical collapse that they're using as a smokescreen for their Great Reset takeover. Hour number two is straight ahead. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.